Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new, so just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now, standard oil is always advertising. We know that's so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says, I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And if money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonades.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
Says I just love farming. More banana oil. Now here's one thing, I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot. But the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberrywithnoes.com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio. This is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio. Get ready for another outstanding old-time radio podcast. With your continued support, these podcasts are sponsored by GoToMeeting.com and GoDaddy.com. Thank you for visiting our sponsors. This is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and you're listening to Banana Oil Episode 15. Where has the time gone? I just realized it's been over 2 months since I last published an episode of Banana Oil. So let me ask for one more chance. The title of a song from 1931, here on Banana Oil Episode 15.
Just one more chance. I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for just one more chance, just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more
Well, I hope that song patched things up between us. The theme of Banana Oil Episode 15 is love and marriage. We're going to listen to an old-time radio program from 1950. It's a game show, and it's titled Rach Your Mate.
Ain't nothing better. Have ever been hit by a flying saucer? Well, I have, and it came from out of nowhere. I was just discussing things with my loving wife, like the rent, the bills, and my musical career. Then all of a sudden, I was sleeping beneath the stars. Later on, I woke up in the kitchen. That night, I woke up to shining light. But it wasn't the light of Jesus, it was the police's. And as I stared into that officer's eyes, I could tell this man had never been in love. Have you ever been struck by a cup of coffee? I was either too hot, too bitter, or too cold. But there's something about that makes you feel cozy. When it means just right, ain't nothing better. Have you ever been hit by a flying saucer? Well, I have, and I've been in love.
And before continuing, we got to do a little bit of business. That's what keeps these podcasts on the air. You know, these days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something with your friends or your family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting.com, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. It's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen, pass keyboard and mouse control over to someone else. You can also highlight and draw on the screen. And here's the beautiful thing about it, folks. It's low, flat fee pricing. It lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need instead of worrying about the minute-to-minute cost. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. Give GoToMeeting a try today, okay? And one last thing I want to mention is something about my buddy Dan. He runs webradioworld.com. That's www.webradioworld.com. They're the streaming provider for Mystery Play Internet Radio. And when you talk about personal service, Dan does it. Believe me, Mystery Play Internet Radio would not be existing, especially these last 3 or 4 months, without the help of Dan. So if you're ever thinking about getting into the internet radio business, maybe you have some of those old-time radio shows you want to share with the world, or maybe you have some of your favorite music you'd like to share, but you're not sure about the licensing and the technical aspects and the whys and what fors for putting an internet radio station up. Let me tell you, contact Dan. You tell him Clyde sent you, and you can find him at www.webradioworld.com. All right? Now you want to do that today, especially if you want to get on the internet broadcasting. Okay?
Think you know what your wife knows? Think you know what your husband knows? You do? Then let's see how you rate your number. Yes, it's Rate Your Mate, transcribed in New York, the show where it pays to know how much your mate knows about everything. And here's the man in charge of helping you rate your mate, Joey Adams.
Thank you very much. Well, I suppose a lot of you folks are planning to take a nice drive tomorrow. I was out last weekend. It was so nice and warm and sunny. I had a wonderful time driving along in my car with the top down. Of course, I got a little late start because it took me 3 hours just to get the top down. You see, I don't have a convertible. Boy, what traffic. I've never seen so many cars on the road in my life. To give you just a small idea of how crowded it was, a friend of mine bought a car from a used car lot, and after 2 hours, he had to sell it back to the dealer. Couldn't get it out on the highway. course, I wouldn't have minded the traffic, but I had a little engine trouble with my car. I didn't know what to do. In the old cars, if anything went wrong, you could fix the engine yourself. But in these new cars, it's impossible to fix it. Fix it. You can't even find it. And now let's get on with Rate Your Mate. Hal, who do you have as our first contestant?
First, Joey, let's see what this couple knows about each other. Elsie and George Winkle meet Joey Adams.
Welcome to Rate Your Mate, folks. Mrs. Winkle, how long have you been married?
32 years.
Are you Mrs. Winkle? Then which one of you is Mr. Winkle? Never mind, you can straighten that out later. I don't want to bother. Tell me, what do you do for a living, Mr. Winkle? I'm talking to you now.
I'm a caterer.
You're a waterer?
A caterer.
What do you do as a caterer?
I cater.
You cater?
Yes, I cater.
Have you always been in that, in the catering business?
Oh, not always, no.
Well, what did you do before?
Well, I was in the service of the Governor General of Canada.
Yeah, what did you do for him?
I was a gentleman's gentleman.
You were a gentleman's gentleman for the Governor General? Hey, that's pretty good. Only two of you fellas, and you were holding down four jobs. Tell me, where did you meet this gentleman's gentleman, Mrs. Winkle, Mrs. Winkle?
In London.
In London, eh? You're both from England, is that right?
That's right.
Well, welcome to our shores. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's find out about this catering business of yours where you cater to the caterers. What do you do?
We supply food to cocktail parties and dinners and banquets.
Are you a good cook?
Oh, no, I'm a dreadful cook.
You know, I think I've been to a couple of your banquets. Tell me, Mrs. Winkle, do you help your husband in this business?
Yes, I do. I'm the one that does all the cooking.
Oh. Well, that's different. Mrs. Winkle, what would you say would be a good average meal for a banquet?
Well, we'd maybe start off with vichyssoise. Then we'd have a little shrimp cocktail. Maybe some nice brook trout. Then perhaps we'd have a charcoal boiled steak.
Never mind what the waiters are eating. How about the customers? Tell me, Mr. and Mrs. Winkle, we've been kidding a little here about banquets, but I'm sure you set a fine table, and I'm with you all the way. Mr. and Mrs. Winkle, the game must go on, so now's the time for one of you to rate your mate. Which one wants to answer the question?
I'll take it.
Okay, we're taking you off to our soundproof room, offstage. See you later, George, here. Now I'm going to ask George four questions, and before each question, Elsie, you'll have to tell me whether George will answer these questions right or wrong. In other words, Elsie, we are asking you to rate your mate. You think George will know this one? Where was Charlie Chaplin born?
I think he might.
You think he'll know it? We'll find out in a moment. Hiya, George.
Hiya, man.
How's my gentleman's gentleman?
Well, I'm feeling a little better.
Good. Here's your first question. Where was Charlie Chaplin born?
In England.
You are right, and you win. Your mate said you would know it, and you did, so you win $25. It was in London, England, in 1889. I'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. You hear?
Right.
Here's your second question. Do you think George will know this one? Who is affectionately known as the Vagabond Lover?
I don't think he will.
You don't think he'll know it? Hello, George.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you, number two. Here it is. Who is affectionately known as the Vagabond Lover?
Now, you got me guessing now.
Well, you are wrong, and you win. Your mate said you wouldn't know it, and you didn't, so you win $25. Of course, the answer is Rudy Valley, and the total on the scoreboard so far is $50. Here's your third question, Elsie. Do you think that your husband will know this one? In what sport is the phrase Australian crawl used?
I don't think he'll know that.
You don't think he'll know it? Hello, George.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to say sir to me. You're not gentleman gentleman for me. In what sport is the phrase Australian crawl used?
I beg your pardon.
What'd you do?
I didn't quite get it.
Well, George.
Yes, sir.
Here is your first question. In what sport is the phrase Australian crawl used?
I don't know, I'm sure.
Well, you are wrong and you win, I'm sure. Your mate predicted you wouldn't know it, and you didn't, so you win $25. So far on the scoreboard, you have $75, but don't go away. You'll have a chance to win some more. Elsie, here is your husband's fourth and last question. What five girls recently celebrated their 16th birthday?
I think he will know that.
You think he will know that? George, here is your fourth and final question. What five girls recently celebrated their 16th birthday?
The Dion Quintuplets of...
You are right and you win. Your wife said you would know it and you did, so you win $25. Your total on the scoreboard is a perfect score of $100, and thanks to both of you for joining us in playing Race Your Mate.
Now, Joey, I'd like you to meet two charming people. Ann and Jerry O'Donnell, meet Joey Adams.
Well, welcome to Rake Your Mate, friends. Do you have any children, Ann?
Yes, we do.
What do they look like?
Well, everyone tells us the youngest one looks like Arthur Godfrey.
He looks like Arthur Godfrey?
That's right.
That man's reaching more homes every day. Tell me, how old is your son, Ann?
It's not a son, it's a daughter.
You mean you have a daughter who looks like Arthur Godfrey?
That's right.
You know something? You better stop tuning in your radio in the morning. Jerry... Let's talk to you a little. What do you do for a living?
I'm a bank clerk at National City Bank.
Confidentially, do you think money will ever come back? Seriously, what do you do as a bank clerk, Jerry?
I work in connection with the Marshall Plan.
I see. Tell me, is it possible for a fellow to get a loan for your bank, even if he lives in this country? Friends and Jerry, supposing I need money. Suppose. I need it. I mean, supposing I need money and I came to a bank for a loan. Could I get it?
Yes.
Well, what would I have to do to get it?
Well, if you put up collateral, had a high credit standing, had a good job, and sufficient references, we'd make a loan to you.
In other words, to borrow money from a bank these days, you got to prove you don't need it. Tell me, Ann, does he help you around the house a little?
Well, not anymore.
What do you mean, not anymore?
Well, we had an experience with a washing machine, and since then he doesn't help me anymore.
What was the experience?
Well, we bought a new washing machine a few years ago, and he wanted to show me how it worked.
Why, didn't you know how to work it?
Well, I know how it works, but men think they know more about mechanical things, so... To humor him along, I let him use it.
Well, what happened?
Well, first he let the water overflood the tub, and then he tried to fix that, and he leans over and catches his tie in the wringer. He near choked to death.
Jerry, I got to hand it to you. That's one way of getting out of doing housework. Well, Jerry and Ann, now that we've talked to you both, let's get busy and see how you rate your mate. Which one of you wants to answer the question?
I will.
All right, Jerry, off to the isolation booth with you. Now, Ann, we'll see how well you can rate your mate. Remember, it doesn't matter whether Jerry answers the questions correctly or not, but it does matter that you're able to predict which way he will answer. $25 if you guess right, 25 cents if you guess wrong. Here's your first question, Ann. Nylon seems to have replaced most of the other materials used for women's hosiery. Now then, are nylons knitted or woven?
He won't know that.
He won't know that.
He's bashful.
Hiya, Jerry.
Hi, Joey.
Here's your first question, Jerry. Nylon seems to have replaced most of the other materials used for women's hosiery. Now then, are nylons knitted or woven?
Woven.
You are wrong and you win. Your mate said you wouldn't know it and you didn't, so you win $25. Of course, nylons are knitted, but you have $25 and you'll have a chance to win more, so don't go away. Goodbye for now. Here is your second question, Ann. What does the captain of a ship mean when he gives the order to weigh anchor?
He wants to know that.
You think he'll know that? Jerry?
Hello?
Here's your second question. What does the captain of a ship mean when he gives the order to weigh anchor?
He means to cast off. That is to start the voyage.
Well, I'll give you credit. You are right and you win. Your mate said you would know it, and you did, practically. It means to raise it. A ship weighs anchor when it leaves anchorage. You win $25, and your total on the scoreboard so far is $50. So long for now.
Come on.
And here is your third question. What newspaper columnist recently personally affected the surrender of a man wanted for murder?
No.
You don't think he'll know it? Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Here's your third question. What newspaper columnist recently personally affected the surrender of a man wanted for murder?
I don't think I know that one.
You are wrong and you win. Your mate said you wouldn't know it and you didn't, so you win $25. Of course, it was the famous columnist of the New York Daily Mirror, Walter Winchell. Thank you very much. Your total on the scoreboard so far is $75, and I'll be back with another question and more money in just a moment. And here is your fourth and last question. In what sport will a member of the Davis Cup team excel?
I think he'll know that.
You think he'll know that? Hello, Jerry.
Hello?
In what sport would a member of the Davis Cup team excel?
Tennis.
You are right and you win. Said you would know it and you did, so you win $25 and your total on the scoreboard is $100 and a perfect score. And thanks to both of you for joining us in playing Rate Your Mate.
Here to play Rate Your Mate, Joey, are Julie and George Neal. Meet Joey Adams.
Welcome to Rate Your Mate, folks. How long have you two been married, Julie?
About 8 years.
Mm-hmm. You have any children?
Yes, we have 4 children.
4 children? You happen to remember their names?
Yes. Nancy Ann, George Vernon, Jay Lewis, and Janet Monica.
You plan to have any more?
No, we've just about run out of names.
Well, it's something to think about. Let's hear from you, George. What's your occupation?
I'm a captain in the Merchant Marine.
Oh, you're a sailing man. What's the longest trip you ever made, George?
Well, during the war, I made a trip around the world. 9 months, and I hit Panama, and I hit Africa, hit the Persian Gulf, and then I hit the South America.
And how is it you hit all these places? Wasn't anybody steering? Tell me, Julie, how did you and George meet?
We met at a party.
Now, was it love at first sight?
It must have been. He proposed 5 minutes after we met.
Well, did you accept him right away?
No, I didn't.
When was the next time George did propose?
About 2 weeks later.
Where was it?
The monkey house of the Bronx Zoo.
The monkey house? Ah, love, your magic spell is everywhere. So he proposed in the monkey house at the zoo. And you accepted him?
Yes, I did.
Well, I guess you figured he was the best-looking thing around. George, tell me, now that you're married, how do you feel about being away from home so much?
Well, it's rather hard at times. I haven't been home when any of the children were born.
Really? I hope Julie was home. Julie, tell me, how did George ever find out when he had another baby?
Yeah, and what would he say?
Oh, he'd ask me if I'd been to the hospital yet.
Yeah, I guess what he meant, had you been there lately? Where was he when the twins were born?
Well, that time he called from La Harpe, France.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he asked me if I'd been to the hospital yet, and I said I'd been and come back. And he said, well, what is it? So I asked him if he was sitting down, and he said, no, why? And I said, well, it's twins.
Well, George, what did you do then?
I sat down.
Well, thanks to both of you for joining us and playing Race Your Mate. You're both very nice people, and we're happy to have you with us tonight. So let's get busy right now and see how you rate your mate. Have you decided which one of you will try to answer the question?
Yes, I will.
All right, George, then off you go to the isolation chamber while Julie stays out here to try to anticipate your answer. Remember, it's not whether your mate knows the answer to the question. It's whether you know what he knows. Okay, here is your first question, Julie. You think George will know this one. What famous Dodger baseball player was recently starred in a movie based on his life?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think he'll know it? Hiya, George.
Hello?
Here's your first question. What famous Dodger baseball player was recently starred in a movie based on his life?
I don't believe I know that.
You are wrong and you win. Of course, the answer is Jackie Robinson, but your mate predicted you wouldn't know it, and you didn't, so you win $25, but don't go away. I'll be back in a moment. Julie, here is your second question. Do you think George will know this one? What movie actress recently was given a hotel for a wedding present?
I don't think he'll know.
You don't think he'll know it? George?
Yes?
Here is your second question. What movie actress recently was given a hotel for a wedding present?
The one that married Conrad Hilton.
You are right, but you lose. Your wife said you wouldn't know it, and you did, so you win 25 cents. But don't go away. Of course, it is Elizabeth Taylor, and she married Conrad Hilton. And so far on the scoreboard, you have $25.25. Here is your third question. Julie, what famous sailor discovered the North Pole?
He'll know that.
He'll know that. Well, he was a sailor. That's right. Hiya, mate.
Hello.
Here is your third question. What famous sailor discovered the North Pole?
Perry.
You are right, and you win. Your wife said you would know it, and you did, so you win $25. It was Robert Edwin Perry, and your total on the scoreboard so far is $50.25. I'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Here's your fourth question, Julie. If you were entertaining Winston Churchill, what would you make sure you had handy so that he could have a good smoke after dinner?
He'd know that.
He would. Hiya, sailor.
Fine.
Here's your fourth and last question. If you were entertaining Winston Churchill, what would you make sure you had handy so that he could have a good smoke after dinner?
A box of cigars.
You are right and you win. Your mate said you would know that one, and you did, so you win $25. Your total on the scoreboard is $75.25, and thanks to both of you for joining us in playing Rate Your Mate.
Joey, now let's see how much our next couple knows about each other. Lynn Welwick and Marvin White meet Joey Adams.
Welcome to Rate Your Mate, folks. How long have you two been engaged, Lynn?
5 months.
How far do you intend to carry this thing? You going to get married?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. When do you think it'll be?
August.
September.
Aren't you both going to get married at the same time? That's the best way, you know. Then you can start on your honeymoon together. Marvin, tell me, where did you meet Lynn?
Miami Beach.
How did it happen?
Well, it was rather an unusual meeting.
Unusual? What did you do? Rescue her from a shark or something?
No, there aren't any sharks in the water around Miami Beach.
You're right. They're all on the shore running the hotels. Tell me, how did you happen to meet Lynn? I mean, exactly.
I think I'll let her tell you that.
Go ahead, Lynn. Tell us about it.
Well, I was on the beach with some friends.
nice of you. What happened?
And I ran out of matches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Shall I tell the whole story?
No, just tell every other word. That's all. Listen, I know I can't stop you, so go ahead.
One of the girls suggested that I ask that dark-haired young fellow over there for a match.
Mm-hmm. And he gave it to you.
He said, I'll give you a match if you'll marry me.
You had a promise to marry him to get a match? You know, you can get a better deal in a cigar store. Mama, tell me, did she accept the match?
She did.
So you got this girl with a match, huh? Boy, what a guy could do with a lighter. Lynn, let me ask you something. After you're married, who's going to be the boss, you or Marvin?
Neither. It'll be 50-50.
I've heard that before. Marvin, my boy, take my advice. If you can do it, get your 50 now. Tell me, Lynn, do you think a woman should marry a man and then try to reform him afterwards?
No, I think if she likes him, she's taken just the way he is.
I see. Then there's nothing about Marvin that you would like to change.
Well, he does have one annoying little habit.
Mm-hmm. What is this little habit?
Oh, he's always trying to be funny.
You know, I have the same trouble. Tell me, what do you mean trying to be funny?
He's always making funny remarks.
Well, like what, for instance?
Well, if I'll ask him for a cigarette, he'll say, take two, they're small.
Does he say anything else funny?
Well, if I ever get angry, he says, don't get burned up. Look what happened to our match.
These jokes. That's why you accuse him of being funny?
Yes.
He's not guilty. Of course, I'm only kidding. Marvin, we didn't find out much about you. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, but I'm living here in New York now.
Now, where are you staying?
I'm rooming with Len Ferns.
You what?
I'm rooming with Len Ferns.
That's pretty crowded. Can't they give you a room of your own? So you're staying at Lynn's house, huh?
That's right.
Do you eat your meals there, too?
I do.
I see. And what do you do for a living, Marvin?
I'm a salesman.
Who do you work for?
Lynn's father.
I see. You work for Lynn's father, you have a room at their place, and you get your meals there.
That's right.
And you're going to get married and spoil a good thing like that? Of course, I'm only kidding. You're two clean-cut looking kids, and I'm sure you're going to be very happy together, and I want to wish you all the luck and happiest in the world. Well, Lynn and Marvin, the game must go on. Which one of you wants to answer the question?
I will.
Okay, Lynn, we're taking you up to our soundproof room off stage. See you later, and good luck. And Marvin, you stay here and race your mate. Now I'm going to ask Lynn four questions, and before each question, Marvin, you'll have to tell me whether she will answer these questions right or wrong. Here is your first question. What movie star played the lead in Shakespeare's As You Like It recently on Broadway?
I don't think she'll know that.
You don't think she will? Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Joey.
Here's your first question. What movie star played the lead in Shakespeare's As You Like It recently on Broadway?
I don't think I know that one.
You are wrong and you win. Your mate said you wouldn't know it and you didn't. Of course, the answer is Katharine Hepburn. And you win $25. But we'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Here is your second question, Marvin. You think Lynn will know this one. From what English game did American football originate?
She wouldn't have a chance in the world, Mona.
You don't think she would? Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Here is your second question. From what English game did American football originate?
I don't think I know that one.
You are wrong and you win. Your future mate predicted you wouldn't know it, and you didn't, so you win $25. Of course, the answer is rugby. Your total on the scoreboard so far is $50, and I'll be back in a moment with more money for your future honeymoon. Here is your third question, Marvin. Do you think Lynn will know this one? Name the U.S. minister to Luxembourg.
I believe she can do that.
You think she knows that? Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Joey.
Here is your third question. Name the U.S. minister to Luxembourg.
I don't think I know that.
You are wrong, and you lose. Your mate said you would know it, and you didn't, so you win 25 cents. Of course, the answer is Perlmester. Perlmester is the U.S. minister to Luxembourg. Your total on the scoreboard so far is $50.25. I'll be back in a moment with more questions. Marvin, here is the fourth question that Lynn is to answer. What was Bing Crosby's wife's name before she became Mrs. Crosby?
That she will know.
You think she'll know that? Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Here is your fourth question and your last one. What was Bing Crosby's wife's name before she became Mrs. Crosby?
Dixie Lee.
You are right, and you win. Your boyfriend said you would know it, and you did, so you win $25. Your total on the scoreboard is $75.25, and thanks to both of you for joining us in playing Rate Your Mate.
I'm sorry, Joey. That's all the time we have for tonight.
Well, folks, I guess that's all for Rate Your Mate tonight, the show where you find out what your mate knows. And ladies, I want to leave you with one thought. If you find out everything about your husband, it's about time to see a lawyer. Good night, everybody.
So long, Joey, and so long to you all. Until next week, same time. And we hope you'll be with us to Rate Your Mate. Rate Your Mate is a Mark Goodson, Bill Kaufman production. Associate producer, Peter Arnell. Rate Your Mate is transcribed in New York. This is Hal Sim speaking.
Well, before moving on, let me tell you a little bit about GoDaddy.com. You know, your website visitors, prospects, customers are weary of websites and online businesses that aren't what they claim to be and worry that their personal and financial information might fall into the wrong hands. Turn your visitors' concern into a competitive advantage with the ironclad protection of a GoDaddy.com secure certificate. After you place your order and you check out on GoDaddy.com, save an additional 10% by entering the promo code BLU38. Again, that's Bravo Lima Uniform 38. When you enter that code, you're helping out Mr. Play Internet Radio. Hello, Mr. Play Internet Radio fan. This is your host, Clyde J. Kell. Would you like to listen to some more old-time radio shows? Do you have a particular series you're interested in? Well, then visit our website, www.mystery-otr.net. Again, that's www.mystery-otr.net.
Well, I came into a scolding life a few short years ago, and ever since I lead a life of misery and woe. My wife, she is a tyrant around the room, and if I should sell me to the devil for a glass or two of gin, sure, I'll get up and go to work as smile as any man, and she'll get up and dress herself and go and have her dram. I never chance to say a word, it's well I know. She drinks what's in the teapot, and I must drink the slop.
And if the devil would take her, I'd thank him for his pain. I swear to God I'll hang myself if I get married again. And if the devil would take her, I'd thank him for his pain. Oh, I swear to God I'll hang myself if I get married again.
Well, what would I ask my scolding wife if I could go to bed? She scarce gave me an hour on the pillow to lay me head. When like a roar.
get married again. And if the devil would take her, I'd thank him for his pain. Oh, I swear to God, I'll hang myself if I get married again. And if the devil would take her, I'd thank him for his pain. I swear to God, I'll hang myself if I get married again. And if the devil would take her, I'd thank him for his
pain. And another way you can support Mr. Play Internet Radio and actually earn some income, too. Visit Global Domains International. And you'll find them at www.freedom.ws. And when you visit that website, it's going to ask you for an access code. You want to enter CJKEL. That's CJKEL. You enter that as an access code. And then click on the green toolbar and watch the GDI video. It explains the business opportunity to you. It's a great way to support Mr. Play Internet Radio and at the same time earn yourself some extra money. So give them a visit today. Again, that's www.freedom.ws. Access code CJKEL.
Just keep going. One more time.
Your mood was low, your standards even lower. My love life flew just like an old snow blower. But in that bar in West Kentucky, I was feeling less unlucky. I saw you and said, I gotta get to know her.
You didn't mind that my jokes were uncouth, so I poured up two more shots of liquid truth.
Ago.
And though our love's still strong,
I find I'm kind of blind, and so behind your mind reminds me if I'm wrong. Will you still love me, darling, when you're sober? Will our love crumble when we are hungover?
When you got that ass and that hungover,
when you got them love handles all over, will you still love me, honey, when you're sober? Our wedding was just what the doctor prescribed. Said, will you take this man? You said,
as often as I can.
The wedding night had a bitter left undescribed. I hope this song will show.
I hope this show will show.
I find I'm kind of blind, and so behind your mind, remind me if I'm wrong.
You're sober.
within our cup.